SyncUp is a conference. It's an entertainment industry conference that covers the music, film, and digital technology industries. And it's all about helping independent artists figure out how to move forward in this ever-changing, very dynamic landscape that we have now in the entertainment industry.
So the idea behind SyncUp is let's have a conference to talk about those kind of issues.
And take advantage of the fact that it's Jazz Fest, and that means a lot of big-time industry players are either already planning on being there or could easily be persuaded to come.
So this will take place the Friday and Saturday mornings of both Jazz Fest weekends.
Yes, that's how we've been doing it ever since the beginning. So we do the conference. It's kind of a mini conference, if you will. It's in the mornings of the Friday and Saturday of both weekends, of, as you said. And we finish up at about 12:30 or 1 in the afternoon and then head out to Jazz Fest. So it makes it kind of one of the more relaxed conferences that you might see, because everybody's been out all night at the clubs, and so everybody shows up in the morning, you know, bleary-eyed. And
let's take it into account then, yes.
Yes, and so we either have an eye-opener or an extra jolt of caffeine, whichever you prefer, to help smooth the conversation. And it's actually quite chill. Everybody wears flip-flops and shorts, and then after the conference, we head out to the festival, and that's kind of our showcase. Like, some big conferences have their own showcase components. We don't need to do that because we've got the festival, and the whole city of New Orleans is a showcase. And also, as a big part of the conference now going into our fourth year, is what we call SyncUp Cinema, which is the film portion of the conference, and that happens the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday between weekends of the festival, and that's 3 days of screenings of independent films and other interesting films that are new on the marketplace, and plus lots of panel discussions about how independent filmmakers can access that whole side of the industry.
It just seems like things are moving so fast these days, you know, with the development of media and different distribution options for mm-hmm. artists. And so having something like this where you can actually sit down and sort of take the pulse of what's going on, I would think would be very important to especially independent artists. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot. People have a lot of questions, you know, it's hard. The whole business is hard. And when you're out there every day, hustling for gigs, trying to figure out how to grow your fan base, how to get a tour together, how to get your record together, how to get it out there, it hardly leaves time for writing and performing music. And so it's really difficult for artists. However, having been a band manager myself, I have always been of the opinion that artists absolutely need to take control of their own careers. It's because they're the only ones that are going to mm-hmm. care about it as much as they should. You can have all the booking agents and lawyers and managers in the world, but if you don't know what the job requires, how are you going to know if they're ripping you off? So I believe that artists have to empower themselves with the knowledge and the work mm-hmm. to do this stuff. And so what we're just trying to do is put people in a room with the people who know how this stuff is done. And if we're all lucky, what happens is connections are made, deals are done, and artists end up with new opportunities that they wouldn't have had otherwise, or at the very least, they have more tools in their arsenal with which they can go out and have a successful career.
So SyncUp is open to artists. It's open to interested parties. Mm-hmm. It's free, but you want people to register, correct?
Yeah. That is correct. So one of the things that's cool and different about SyncUp is that it is, as you said, free admission, and we're really proud of that, and it's one of the things that sets us apart from a lot of the big conferences around the world. We also stream it in live video in real time and then archive all of that video on our YouTube page so people can check it out whenever. Seating is limited. Oh, I suppose we should mention that one of the big things for us this year is that we're moving the conference to a new venue. We've been doing it at the New Orleans Museum of Art for the past 5 years, but now we have this new facility called the George and Joyce Wien Jazz and Heritage Center on Rampart Street. So that's where the conference is going to take place. It is free admission, but seating is very limited, so that's why we ask people to register in advance. And the website where you can do that is, oddly enough, syncupconference.com.
It's the SyncUp Conference. Scott Ages is Programs Director for the Jazz and Heritage Foundation. Best of luck on another successful conference this year as well.
Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate it.